Home Care, this is Shanda. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Jan, and I have a few questions about your, what you do. And
sure.
I don't need a long interview. I just need to talk to somebody for a few minutes.
How can I help you?
Well, maybe you can tell me. I'm trying to leave the place where I am because they have that state law with, you know, Wednesday you can do this. Can't do anything else. You know what I'm talking about? Monday's only for whatever. You can't do anything else.
Okay, so I'm not sure who you're trying to. So you reach the home care agency. We do the caregiver program. We send caregivers to the patient's house. Is that what you're looking for?
I'm asking if you also use that state plan.
What plan? I'm not sure about that.
They say it's a state plan. I don't know.
Plan of what? What's the plan?
I'm sorry.
Well, I'm not sure what you're referring to. I'm not sure what a state plan is. You reached a home care agency.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you need a caregiver to help you?
I need to try to find a place that doesn't use that plan.
You looking for a nursing home?
No, I have someone come into my home 3 times a week.
Okay.
But you can only shop on Wednesday. If I'm out of groceries, that's tough.
So you want a different caregiver?
They've just got me one. I'm trying to get away from the plan. I'm trying to find out if everybody has that plan.
Okay, so you're with one agency, and you're trying to maybe you want to switch to a different agency and have a new caregiver?
But I need to know, not if you have the same plan.
Are you on Medicaid?
No. This rule about a chart comes before people does not work with me.
I don't understand. So are you on Medicaid or not? Do you have a Medicaid ID?
Yes, I'm Medicaid, Medicare, and Humana.
What's your Medicaid ID? Let me try to pull up your information and see if we can help you.
It's not Medicaid, it's making the rule.
So again, we're a home care agency. We provide caregivers to help with daily tasks. We send caregivers to the patient's home. If you are in Medicaid, you might qualify, and we can help you. I just need your information. So that's why I'm asking for your Medicaid ID.
But I need to know if you use that plan.
Right, so that's what I said. Once I pull up your information, I would be able to see if you're eligible. I'll take a look what the plan you're referring to.
All right, I gotta go. I'm in the wheelchair. I have to go get it.
If you don't have your Medicaid ID, I could try to pull it up with your date of birth and social if you have that.
Well, my birth is February 4th, 1954.
Okay.
Janice David G. Davidson.
And what's your Social Security number?
490-624125.
Okay, looks like you have active Medicaid, and yes, you're eligible for the services. So you're saying that we can definitely help you get a caregiver. So it could be. Is there a family member that would be available to be your caregiver?
No, it's just
no.
Me.
Okay. Do you know how many hours you're approved a week?
They just got me my old caregiver back, but I still can't live with that plan. I'm trying to find a place that doesn't use that plan.
Do you know what the plan is called?
It's over on the first day list. Did you wait a minute? I'm in the wheelchair, so. Excuse me. Hold on.
Okay.
Please.
No problem.
I'm on a different phone. Can you hear me?
Yes.
It's called Disability Resource In-Home Services, IHS Scheduling Worksheet.
In-home care?
Uh-huh.
Okay, we don't do in-home care, but we do CDS. If you would like to switch from in-home to CDS, then we can help you.
But do you know if you use this plan?
Again, we don't do in-home care. We do CDS. So if you're interested in switching over to CDS, then we can help you.
I don't know the difference. I need somebody to come in two or three times a week and help. What is that, home care or DDS? I'm confused. I'm sorry. Which is which?
I'm not sure what in-home care is, but we know that we do CDS, which is consumer-directed services.
But that means someone's going to your home?
Yes, yeah, we send people to the home, yes, and they help.
And that's called CDS?
CDS, Consumer Directed Services.
Okay. See, there's no point for me to switch. You get that same plan. That's what I'm trying to find out.
What?
Nobody can tell me that.
What's your question? I don't understand.
If
you're interested in switching to from in-home care to CDS, then we can help you.
There's no point to switch if you have the same system, because it's a system on our site, not the
work. You want to switch from in-home care? You're not happy with the plan you have now?
Right.
Okay, so we can switch you to a CDS. It's a different type of service. It's not in-home care. It's called CDS.
But you see, if I switch and you have the same plan, there's no point for me to switch.
It's not the same plan. It's CDS. It's not the same plan. I just told you, it's not the same plan. Because you have now in-home care. We don't do in-home care. We do CDS.
Okay. I got that finally.
Do you want to call the state now and to have them transferred over to our company for CDS services?
Is that what I would have to do?
Yes, if you want to switch over, yes. Mm-hmm. I could transfer you over.
All right. I'm sorry to bother you. I'm just, this is important. Yeah, if they can talk to somebody in the state, maybe they should give me it.
What?
So could you give me
you
that?
Want to transfer? If let me know if you want to transfer. If yeah, I could transfer you over to the state so we could start the process.
Still need to find out to make sure you don't have this plan.
Okay, so want to call me back once you find out?
Well, I'm calling places to ask them. And
or do you want to first call the state and maybe ask them?
All right, that's a good idea. Do you have a number?
I could transfer you over. But you need some information. Do you have a piece of paper to write down some information?
Yes.
You need your Medicaid ID.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Okay, so for your Medicaid ID is 362.
Okay.
956-17.
362-956-17.
17, yeah, that's your Medicaid ID.
Okay.
And then write down that you want to switch to CDS.
CDS.
CDS. And
right.
We will send you a caregiver.
All right.
The company will send you a caregiver, and the company name they will ask you for the agency is Deluxe Home Care. D-E-L.
Okay.
Deluxe. I'll spell it for you. D as in David, E-L-U-X-E.
Okay. Deluxe.
You got it? Deluxe Home Care.
Okay.
For CDS services.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah, then you can write down my number.
Okay.
If they want to reach out. 314.
Okay.
501.
Yeah.
2521.
2521. Okay.
You got the number? 314-501-2521.
Yes. I met your number if I need to talk to you, right? Call back. So. Anything else?
No.
A lot of good information.
All right. Okay, so that's what you need. So I'll transfer you over now, okay?
Thank you very much.
So, again, you ask them to transfer from in-home care to CDS, and Deluxe Home Care Agency will send you a caregiver.
Thank you. Okay.
Yes? That's good?
I'd like to talk to him, yes.
Yes, I'll transfer you over. I just want to make sure that you have all the information before I transfer you over.
I think so. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I'll transfer you over now, and just stay in the line because it might take 2 to 3 minutes.
Okay.
Just stay in the line, and eventually I'll be transferred over to someone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Janice. Sure.
Thank you for calling Home and Community-Based Services. My name is Lisa. Are you calling back for calling for yourself or somebody else today?
For myself.
What is your name?
Janice G. Davidson.
And your date of birth?
2/4/54.
Right, so I see you have an open care plan. It looks like I need to get you transferred to the request line for them to assist you if you're trying to make changes or have questions about your care plan. Okay?
I can't.
Would you like me to
transfer? I need the question answered.
I could try to help you with your question, but if it's anything specific to your care plan, I need to get you transferred. What is your question?
I was calling Angel to see. I want to transfer out of DRA because they have a schedule that you can only do certain things on Wednesday, certain things on Monday.
Okay.
I wanted to know if...
Do you want to change your...
So I wanted to
sorry,
know
go ahead.
If you have that plan, if you couldn't answer me.
You're trying to change provider agency to a new one?
But only if they don't have this plan.
You'd have to ask that provider agency about that. I wouldn't know offhand.
I asked your girl, Angel. She said she didn't know where to stop. She said to call you.
Okay, maybe the request line might be able to help you further since they handle those and they might know offhand. Let me get you transferred to them and they might be able to look into it for you, okay?
Can I have your phone number in case we get hung up there?
Sure. It's 866
okay.
835-3505.
866
and you would press
3505.
Yep, and you're going to want to press option 2, okay?
All right.
All righty. So just stay on the line. I'll get you transferred over to them, okay? Have a great day.
You too.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Your call is very important to us and will be answered in the order that it was received. We appreciate your time and look forward to speaking with you. Please have the Medicaid number, full date of birth, or full Social Security number available for a specialist to assist you with your request. Please be advised that not having this information readily available will result in a processing delay. It is illegal in the state of Missouri to willfully provide false information in an attempt to obtain any public assistance benefits, programs, and services. Any person who willfully provides false information in an attempt to obtain any public assistance benefits, programs, and services shall be guilty of the crime of stealing. Please reference State Statute 205.967. Your call is very important to us and will be answered in the order that it was received. We appreciate your time and look forward to speaking with you. Please have the Medicaid number, full date of birth, or full Social Security number available for a specialist to assist you with your request. Please be advised that not having this information readily available will result in a processing delay. It is illegal in the state of Missouri to willfully provide false information in an attempt to obtain any public assistance benefits, programs, and services. Any person who willfully provides false information in an attempt to obtain any public assistance benefits, programs, and services shall be guilty of the crime of stealing. Please reference State Statute 205.967.
Thank you for calling Home and Community-Based Services. My name is Larea. Are you calling for yourself or for someone else?
Myself.
And your name?
And then buzzing as my phone's going out, so I'm, if it does, that's why. Janice Davidson.
And a good contact phone number for you?
636-933-4241. I just have a question.
Okay, what's your question?
I'm interested in transferring somewhere else, but I have to know if that place carries what they said was a state. It doesn't say state on it, but it's a chart, scheduling chart. On Mondays, they can only do this. Wednesday, they can only do this.
You would need to contact the agency to find out that information. We don't have those details here at the state.
Is that a state plan, do you know?
I'm sorry?
They told me it was a state plan. Is that a state plan? Sorry, you know.
Okay, maybe I'm not understanding the question. What exactly are you asking me about?
I'm calling places to try to find someone who does not have this plan. I can't transfer.
I don't understand.
I was told I couldn't have groceries because it wasn't Wednesday.
You were told what now?
I couldn't have groceries because it wasn't Wednesday. I couldn't have my check.
Okay, the scheduling?
That.
Okay, your scheduling is discussed between you and the agency. If you're not happy with your scheduling and the agency is not willing to accommodate what's best for your home, then yes, you would have to find another agency that could work with the type of schedule you want. The state doesn't have anything to do with the actual way your care plan is scheduled.
All right. So what do you suggest?
We just approve the time and the number of days, what days that is, and what time of the day it's worked is discussed between you and your provider agency.
So I have to call each place and ask?
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh. Unfortunately, yes. If they can, you have to call each place and see who can accommodate the schedule that works best in your home.
All right. Well, you gave me an answer. Thank you. I can't transfer till I know.
I'm sorry?
Thank you very much. I'm not going to transfer.
Oh, you're welcome.
You know. Thank
you. Oh, sounds good. Just give us a call back when you're ready.
All right. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Did you say something?